truly had broken the mold for Neil, he'd made himself a knockoff 20 years later to craft Ronan and his two brothers Declan and Matthew. The three brothers were nothing if not handsome copies of their father, although each flattered a different side of Neil. Declan had the same way of taking a room and shaking its hand. Matthew's curls were netted with Neil's charm and humor. And Ronan was everything that was left, molten eyes and a smile made for war. There was little to nothing of their mother in any of them. "It was a proper earthquake," Neil clarified, as if anyone had asked him, and knowing Neil, they probably had. 4.1 on the Richter scale. Anything under 4 would have just cracked the mold, not broken it. Back then, Ronan was not in the business of believing, but that was all right, because his father wanted adoration, not trust. "And you, Ronan," Neil said. He always said Ronan differently from other words, as if he had meant to say another word entirely, something like knife, or poison, or revenge, and then swapped it out for Ronan's name at the last moment. "When you were born, the rivers dried up, and the cattle in Rockingham County wept blood." It was a story he had told more than once, but Ronan's mother, Aurora, insisted it was a lie. She said when Ronan emerged, the trees all grew flowers, and the Henrietta